Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Carrie Klein. This month, a brand new program at Fresno State will celebrate its first graduating class.
It struck a chord in my heart because it's really eye-opening to be able to see other peers get to learn about my community and who we are as a people.
Today, we learn more about Fresno State's new Asian American Studies program. But first, these headlines. A judge has ruled that the city of Fresno violated the transparency law known as the Brown Act. The law mandates that local governments and public agencies conduct their business in public. The ruling by a county judge followed a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union against the city over a budget process that didn't appear to meet open meeting requirements. The matter came to light through a 2023 investigation by our news partner, Fresnoland. The Fresno City Attorney issued a statement saying the ruling does not add any sanctions against the city. A bill criticized for shielding information about California's high-speed rail project passed the state assembly this week. This comes as the project's latest business plan estimates the total cost could reach as much as $231 billion. Democratic Assemblymember Lori Wilson authored the bill and says that claims that the measure increases secrecy are incorrect.
In fact, this bill does the exact opposite by requiring the Inspector General to make its reports public, which is not required under current law.
The Assemblymember from Susan City says the bill aligns the Rail Authority and the Inspector General under the same confidentiality rules, allowing the Inspector General full access to documents. It now heads to the Senate. California now ranks significantly higher in per-student education spending than it did just a few years ago. Our newsroom partner EdSource reports that the state's per-student funding now ranks 13th in the nation. This is up from 28th place 3 years ago. A new report from the Education Law Center points to California's equity-focused funding formula for schools, known as the Local Control Funding Formula. California now ranks second highest nationwide in distributing money to districts in high-poverty communities. The study shows that per-student funding now averages more than $19,000. A new study from UC Berkeley finds that California community college students who consistently receive CalFresh food benefits do better academically. The research found that students who maintained CalFresh throughout their first year were more likely to complete a full-time course load and return for a second year. Economist Jesse Rothstein co-authored the study.
Many college students struggle financially. College is expensive and they're not making any money. And sometimes that comes in trouble paying tuition, but other times it comes in trouble paying basic living expenses.
About 200,000 college students in California receive CalFresh, which provides monthly food benefits to residents with low incomes. Meadows Field Airport in Bakersfield is adding a new nonstop flight to Los Angeles. It's through United Airlines. The new service will begin on August 11th and will run once a day. United Airlines also offers direct flights from Bakersfield to San Francisco and Denver. Meadows Field is owned and operated by Kern County.
Explore the history of the people and places of our region with KVPR's Central Valley Roots. I'm the host, Joe Moore. Every new episode, I bring you little-known stories of our region. Find the latest episode of Central Valley Roots wherever you get your podcasts or visit kvpr.org/roots.
And now to our main story. The San Joaquin Valley is home to many members of the Asian diaspora, but few Valley universities have had programs that focus on studying the history of these communities. That's until now. In just about a week, the first class of Fresno State's Asian American Studies program will graduate. KVPR's Brandon Sandoval went out to find out how the program is bridging histories and cultures.
In the heart of the Fresno State campus, wind blows through students' hair as they listen to water flowing from the stone pillars of a monument to the Armenian genocide.
Now, isn't water very symbolic in the religion of Christianity?
A professor is teaching a class about Asian American communities in the Valley, including Armenians. This class is part of the Asian American Studies Department at Fresno State. And this year, The program is taking a historic first step in sending off its first official graduating class. Daisy Tao is one of them.
Just to be able to still be here and to see that come to fruition, it's just so heartwarming.
Tao is Hmong. She's among the roughly 12% of Fresno County residents who are of Asian descent. She feels they haven't always been understood.
We are very underrepresented, even though being in the Central Valley, we do have a very large Hmong population, Lao and Cambodian as well.
She chose this program because she wanted to get a better understanding of her Hmong heritage.
It struck a chord in my heart because it's really eye-opening to be able to see other peers get to learn about my community and who we are as a people.
Jenny Bond leads the program. She's the professor who is speaking to the class at the monument. She says she's been trying to start this program since she arrived at Fresno State in 2016. The university already had an ethnic studies program. Bond says the challenge was advocating for the importance of Asian American studies specifically.
I think that's a long time coming. It probably should have come here years ago, but it's right on time.
Bond says being Asian is not a requirement for the major. It's meant for everyone.
And it doesn't just benefit Asian Americans. It's actually, it benefits Latino Americans, African Americans, because you should know about your fellow, you know, neighbor. And they're not leaving.
Sang Vang also teaches in the department. He says students in this program learn about immigration histories, how these communities overcame adversity to settle here, and how they're represented.
We often don't see like Asian Americans in history, right? And so a lot of courses cover these topics, looking at, you know, the missing history of Asian Americans, their contributions, looking at identity, looking at education.
He says some recent events made this curriculum even more crucial.
The program has started to expand a lot, right? Like after COVID, with a lot of the anti-Asian hate.
Fresno State is the first university in the San Joaquin Valley to offer Asian American studies degrees. It joins about 24 universities across the state and a handful of community colleges. Bao Lo is the director of the Asian American Studies program at Sacramento State University. She says a program like this is essential here.
You know, Fresno is a unique place, even though it's a Central Valley, similar to Sacramento, right? There's a lot of diversity there, but not a lot of opportunities.
She says these programs also underscore a common misconception about what Asian American actually means.
One of my students in the past wrote in an essay after they took my class that they first thought the term Asian American meant you were white and Asian.
For Daisy, being a part of this graduating class is only the first step in better representing her community. She hopes to become a nurse while getting a master's in Asian American studies.
Yeah, I just hope to still be an advocate for our Asian American studies program and inspire students to think outside the box.
So that these lessons can reawaken their own histories. For KVPR News, I'm Brandon Sandoval.
And now Brandon joins me in the studio to talk about this story. Welcome, Brandon.
Hi, Carrie.
So tell me more about Fresno State's Asian American Studies program. How big is it at this point? How many students are in this first graduating class?
So because it's so brand new, it's just starting out with relatively low numbers, but the faculty, they have very, very high hopes for it to grow and to expand as the years continue and to hopefully bring some more students involved in the program there at Fresno State. There's approximately like around a dozen students that are graduating this semester, which is very exciting. Again, it's low numbers, but they have very, very high hopes and they're very excited to see what else can come out of this program that's just starting.
And the majority of those are actually minors, right? And not actually majors in the program?
Yes. So they are, a majority of them are minoring. To my knowledge, there's at least one student that's fully majoring in the program, which means that all of her studies, all of her curriculum is Asian American studies. And she's actually in the story. Her name is Daisy Tao. And she's very, very passionate about her community, her heritage, her culture. And that's mainly what drove her to join Asian American Studies as a major.
So you gave some examples of the material that's taught as part of the program, some of the major topics. Tell about some of the specific courses that students can enroll in.
Yeah, so there's a wide variety of courses that the students can enroll in. One of them, for example, is the Asian Americans in Media and Pop Culture. So it kind of displays Asian Americans on screen, and again, just their cultures that is displayed here in the Central Valley. There's another course that is Japanese Americans in the United States, and that course kind of focuses more on their experience specifically from Japan and all the obstacles and their experience of coming to the U.S.
And many of the people you spoke to talked about the importance of Asian American representation specifically. You know, talk more about what that means to them and why that's important.
Yeah, this is something that came out a lot in my interviews. It's something that people have a real passion for. They have a lot of thoughts about it. And it's something that the faculty particularly and the students, they feel they've needed this curriculum for some time. It's been a little bit of a fight to get it instated, but now that it's here, it's very much needed and very welcomed. One of the points that was said to me is that historically, there's not much representation of Asians, like, for example, in the civil rights movement. Mm. We have famous figures such as Martin Luther King. We have Cesar Chavez, now infamously. But mm-hmm. not a lot of Asian representation. And so what this program really wants to highlight is fill the gaps, pretty much, is to show those Asian voices and their representation. Of course, we have big Hmong population in the Central Valley, and having curriculum that displays their experiences is very important to them because it gives a voice to a vast demographic here. This program displays the strides they have taken. They've come a long way. A lot of people came without opportunities, and now with this degree, those same opportunities are being displayed, mm-hmm. and the doors are open for them, and this is a bright future for them to look to the future. And it just symbolizes accomplishments and rising with limited opportunities to now having full access.
Brandon Sandoval, KVPR intern, thanks so much for your reporting and for joining me today.
Thanks for your time, Carrie.
And Brandon, this is the very end of your internship. It's also the end of your college career. You are graduating in a couple weeks from the Media Communications and Journalism Department. Good luck in the future, and it's been really fun having you around.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Brandon Sandoval, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Carrie Klein. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.